Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rightly Dividing the Word of Truth, radio show ministry hosted by Stan Wadsworth. The show is an opportunity to study God's Word together through careful inspection and wholesome dialogue. Whether calling in or in listening, we welcome our listeners to prepare their hearts and minds for learning that is for living, according to God's Word. Now let's hear from our host.
Welcome back. I am glad to be back. And I'm glad to have my listeners be so patient and so loyal to the ministry and to just bear with us throughout this hard time. I just wanted to explain a couple of things. I've been told by, our PR team and some of our marketing team that this long hiatus, irregardless to whatever the case may be, is not something that's going to be conducive to, scaling and growing the ministry. So I said, okay, even though I'm inundated with various things to do, I do have help. And so I decided to come back and to explain exactly what's going on, the reason there hasn't been any content, and what direction the ministries that God has placed on my heart are going. So it's not all bad news. So we're going to hang out together here for a while. I'll explain some things. I noticed you guys have been asking questions. I noticed you guys have been adding additional light to the ministry. And that's not something that should be disregarded, regardless of what's going on. So I'll just go through over the various ministries. Some of this information you guys already know. Some of it will be new things. But nevertheless, we're going to talk about it. So that you'll have a thorough understanding of exactly where we're at. So what's happened here is that God has placed on my heart some years ago, starting back in 2006, actually, placed on my heart an interest in social activity. This is where my thought was at that particular time. I was just, I wanted to do something, and I wasn't quite sure what it was. I remember listening to Dr. Tony Evans at Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas once, and he was talking about his ministry and how we could become a part of his particular ministry. This is a ministry that, I forget the name of it, that's a shame, but it's a ministry that incorporates with schools. And various educational institutions throughout the Dallas area, and to pool their collective resources together to address, the social problems in that area. Some of it being gang activity, some of it being a lack of educational opportunities, some of it being racial issues, the norm, the social climate of today. So he mentioned in the advertisement how he could, could help individuals, women in his ministry could help individuals if they wanted to speak out there, and they would give them all the tools and resources that were necessary to learn how to start a nonprofit and hopefully to ultimately partner with them in that effort. So I did that. I placed that on my refrigerator, that number, and it stayed there for, I'm saying, weeks. It could have been a few months. And then one day, I remember I was home from work, and it was in the daytime, and I placed the call, and the rest is history, as they say. I went out to Dallas. I stayed in a hotel. They hosted us each day. They would come and pick us up and bring us to the church, and we were in a big fellowship hall, and it was the most thorough and comprehensive work that I've experienced in my life. They had it all together. They had binders and folders and CDs and everything from, all of the legal documents that you would need to start a nonprofit, to all of the HR and administrative paperwork, type of things that you would use, that they've already produced. And so they make all of their content available to you, of course, to be edited according to whatever your organization's name and work was. But the foundation, the business foundation, is there. And so I attended that. It's $200 to $600. I think I called them, and because I was a subscriber to their work and supported to their ministry, and I told them, you know, where I was with that, they gave me a discount. Actually, I think it was $800, and they had been, it made it six, but they took $200 off, whatever the case was. I think it's eight, and they dropped it to six. A friend of mine and a supporter paid for it for me, and I was on my way. And that was in 2006, I believe. I'm getting a little old, but I believe that was in 2006, which obviously was 12 years ago. And that's where it all began. And from there, I came back. I had, you know, administrative knowledge, but I wasn't too well versed on business, and especially a nonprofit type of business, which has a different complexity than a for-profit business. But anyway, here I was back in Georgia and decided this is what I was going to do. So it took me approximately 3 years of research because I didn't actually get, I developed a nonprofit organization called the Ezra Project, and you actually go on Facebook, facebook.com/Ezra Project. It should come up. Don't Google it, because there's a lot of things about Ezra Project. But if you go to Facebook and you specifically put in that extension, it should come up. So my first endeavor was Blog Talk Radio. I didn't, in my research, I didn't know anything about, I didn't even know that Blog Talk Radio existed, to be honest with you. Somehow or another, I found out about it. I think a colleague of mine somewhere in another state was actually using Blog Talk and made that recommendation to me. I got on Blog Talk here. I'd like to look back. I can't quite see when I initially started, but I know it has to have been, I've been on Blog Talk now about 4 or 5 years. I put together a team, even though it's online, and you can do it from anywhere on your phone, at your home, at work. I have a friend that does hers while she's at work. Actually, she's administers that while she's at work. So I use that platform first to reach out and to try to teach people about things of God. And that went well for a while. And then as momentum picked up and other things started to take a priority, actually, in my life, it's sad to say, I had to put that down. And I've put it down a couple of times over the years. And this being the last time where I put it down now, I look back and I think it's been since June or July was the last time that I did an online session. So it's been 4 or 5 months. That's too long. People forget your little interest, and they're going to somebody that's a little bit more dedicated and hardy in their dissemination of content. So that's how we all came about. We came about through this Blog Talk ministry. Various people have liked it and passed it on, and that's very important. If you do like the ministry, to take it and just share it. It's a simple share. Share it with your friends, your family. Hopefully the content is relevant, so it's something that you really want to listen to, and you're not just sending it to them just because. And ask them to like the Facebook, to listen to the program, but to go on the social networks that we're going to describe and actually like and subscribe to them so that the ministry can gain, become more robust and reach a greater amount of people. And remember, this is how this social ministry thing works. Each one pass on to one, and as a result, you will, you know, come to be known by a great many people if that occurs. But in order for that to occur, you have to have some content that's worthy of being passed around. And unfortunately, good news doesn't travel as fast as bad news. So it's a little more arduous to and a longer, more patient wait, but it's certainly more reward than anything else I've ever done. So, I did Blog Talk. I went there. I'm here years later, last year, 2017. Keep in mind, Blog Talk was about 5 years ago, so it took me roughly around 2017, 4 years later. I developed my feed and had someone develop a website for me, Renaissance Man Ministry. You see these ministries on the front page of the Blog Talk. Renaissance Man's Ministry, it was a platform that was established to share written, audio, and video work. It would essentially be the platform where the culmination of all the various types of ministries that were going on would sit. So if somebody wanted to find out about what was going on Facebook, they didn't necessarily have to go to Facebook. They could go to the website, because there would be a Facebook link. If you wanted to find out what we were talking about, there'll be a blog page for you. You can go to this link and see this. There's no great content on there because after spending time and money on getting the websites and all of the stuff established, I got inundated with family and other work obligations and just got sat there. But we are getting ready to move forward. There's one particular thing that is actually keeping us from moving forward as progressively as you'd like to, and we'll actually talk about that in a few minutes. So, the Renaissance Man Ministry, again, which you can see on the homepage of the of Blog Talk, is where we decided to take a website and to use it, as I say, to be the basis for everything today. So then I was instructed that from that point, logically speaking, we need Facebook presence. So the Facebook ministry was developed, and you'll see that there, Facebook Ministries, at the Renaissance Ministry group. You'll see the URL. That was established as a space. I think that was kind of a more spontaneous, a more of a spontaneous thought. And when we put that together, we did that simultaneously because the girl developed the banner, you know, which is the header, the stuff that you see in my picture and whatever else was going on there. My colleague, she developed that, and then, we put that stuff up, but there's no content. And again, the content, the lack of content is for the exact same reasons for everything else. It's just a lot. But we've gotten better, and we've incorporated more people, and now things are run a little bit more smoothly. Well, hopefully a lot more smoothly, but I just say a little bit, asking for a little bit, hoping for a lot. So that's the Renaissance Man Ministry. Again, it was the platform to share all the written audio and video work. One platform where everything, you didn't have to go to YouTube, you didn't have to go to Blog Talk, you didn't have to go to a blog, all of that stuff was done on Friday. So, and then, that's the Facebook Renaissance Ministries group. I'm talking about the RenaissanceMinistry.com, the website. The Facebook.com Renaissance Ministries group, this platform was created as a space that correlates directly with the YouTube ministry that we're about to discuss. Thanks to my Google advisors, I've been learning we need a well-rounded digital media approach that crosses all social media platforms. So, this was put together, this Facebook.com. You'll see if you go there, you'll see the continuity, the brand continuity is there. Everything looks similar. We still have to make a lot of tweaks on various things, but we're trying to keep a brand, the continuity of the brand going. So we did Renaissance Man Ministries, and as I said, it was created to be a direct correlation with YouTube. A lot of the YouTube videos would actually be posted on that particular Facebook page. Now, this is new. I've been told that all of this needs to be branded out, and the brand needs to be me. I was a little uncomfortable with that. as bold as I may be in certain areas, I just shrink back because as much as my flesh may want to, I don't really want to be a in the forefront of anything. I actually want to, I'd like to be a kingmaker rather than the king. I remember Peter Jake said one time that everybody's not needed to work for someone else, and that everybody is not a manager. Some people are visionaries, and some people are managers and people that make things happen. I'm coming to believe after all of these years that I'm more of a visionary, that I'll take the vision, set the vision, mold the vision, concretely put the vision together. But I have acknowledged the fact that I sincerely need the help of those who have the expertise that is necessary for me to be able to perform whatever it is that God would have me to do. So that's where I'm at, and I'm getting lucky to get together a band, a group of people that are not being paid nearly what they deserve, but I'm willing to hang in until things change and continue to help out with the ministry. And I'm sure that God will bless the ministry and them for their participation. So, so that's Facebook.com, Wadsworth Ministries. Wadsworth, my last name, Ministries. So that's easy enough to find. Facebook.com, Wadsworth Ministries. And this platform is a way to, I don't know if I don't like the word brand, but to attach myself to the ongoing process of my work. This particular page will highlight the collective work in like bite-sized chunks. Everyone doesn't need a full version. A trailer would do it for many people. So what we've decided to do is just take highlights from a blog, or highlights from a YouTube page, or highlights from a comment, or highlights from a conversation chat, or highlights from anything, and to address those in bite-sized chunks on this Facebook Wadsworth Ministries page. So people can get the bite-sized chunks, and then if they decide that they want to delve into anything or learn more about anything they've seen, they can always click on whatever link, the appropriate link, and go there and do just that. So that's what that was designed for, that particular page. Our branding. It requires a lot of work and thought, but we're there. We acknowledge the need, and we can build on just that on the need. Now the problem child. I'm running out of time here, so I'll tell you quickly. This is very important. Listen to me carefully. Spirit and Truth Social. You'll see on the front of the blog talk where it talks about Spirit and Truth and YouTube ministry. If you'll notice, you'll see the HTTPS, www.youtube.com. After that is /channel and a bunch of squiggly scoops. And it says equal subscriber. You need subscribers. The problem here is that this YouTube page has no content. I was a little confused. Actually, I tried to do some of this work initially on my own. And I went to another YouTube page that I had and put all of this stuff up. So the stuff got confusing. I believe we've got that taken care of according to my team. The report for my team, I didn't check. But where we're at, listen to me carefully, this is very important, is that YouTube has a new policy. And their policy is that you need 100 subscribers in order to get a personalized URL. Now, some of you may know what that means, but some of you don't. A URL is your address. Like, for instance, facebook.com/Wadsworth Ministries is my URL. That's the URL. That's where my address is. That's where that page lives on cyberspace. Well, on YouTube, because I don't have 100 subscribers, I think I had about 20, and then I lost them. They were actually subscribing to the wrong pages and videos from something else. Because we don't have 100 subscribers, we can't get a personalized URL. That's catastrophic almost. I mean, that might be a little strong of a word, but what it means is that if we can't have a personalized URL, like youtube.com/Renaissance Ministry, then we can't put that on any marketing material, on the cards, we can't put it on the website, we can't put it anywhere. How do we tell somebody to go to youtube.com/channel/UCGWYC-0U? You get the point. I mean, no one's going to do that. So we gravely, listen to me, we gravely need for you, anyone that's listening, to subscribe to the channel and to pass it on to 2, 3, 4, 5 of your family members or friends. And just, even if they have no interest, just have them subscribe. Ask them to help us along so that we can get a personalized URL, because this ministry is really paramount to everything that we're doing. Video ministry is where is the trend now. I mean, people, great many people nowadays don't want to read. A great many people nowadays don't want to have to do a lot of thinking. They want the expression to be in video, a more interactive form. And that's what we want. I mean, we're going to do real, what do they call them, reality shows, where we actually go into people's homes that are of different religions, and they're worshiping, and you know, we'll worship with them, and ask questions to find out, you know, how they live their lives according to their faith. And we're going to do random stops, and we're going to do conversations on airplanes, and conversations in downtown areas, and conversations in workplaces, and just about anywhere. And I'll put all of this content on, and so that people can get a wholesome, robust idea of really what other people believe and why they believe what they believe. And so if we're going to be prejudiced, it would be prejudiced from not being ignorant. It would just be because we are. So, and I believe that a lot of people are prejudiced or biased to certain things because the media has so depicted them as a destructive group, like certain Muslim groups. Now, I'm not a Muslim. I am a devout Christian, but I do believe that there are good Muslims. When I say good, I'm talking about my standard good. I mean, the people that are good for you, people that are caring, people that are loving and supportive and things like that. So we need your help on this. We need to get to 100 subscribers, and then we can move forward. We'll be eternally thankful. If you hear this, if you just send it to your kids, your spouse, your relatives, your friends, and just have them just push the subscribe button and like. And once we get that 100 subscribers, you will see there's a great big content that's already been documented and been videoed. It just needs to be uploaded. Some of it needs to be edited and uploaded. So we greatly need your help with the YouTube ministry. You can go right on the link and click and get to it. It looks a little silly because it's just my face and it's plain, but believe me, we have content that we're ready, willing, and able to put on there. We just need to have the personalized, the customized URL. I can't even begin to tell people where to go, so I just have to post it up here so you can copy and paste it and go there yourself. So if you guys could help with that, I would, again, we would be eternally thankful. Thank you very much. Let me see, what else? I think I'm just about done here. I'm not going to beat a dead horse. So that's basically what's been happening. I've been inundated with things, good things. But then again, you know, family, you know, finances, a lot of this doesn't generate any income for me. And so as a result, you know, I have to do it to feed myself and my family, but the work goes on. So. Hopefully this clears some of the smoke. Because of you guys' response and faithfulness, we plan to go back to dedicating one show a week. There's a lot of spiritual truth that we're going to explore and explain together. This is not going to be a I talk to you. This is going to be a we talk to each other session and get to chop it up, in words, or have good dialogue. And come to reason together and try to understand one another in our efforts to come to know and effectively serve God. If you have any questions, feel free to contact us. You can contact us on any of the medium, or the website, the Facebook pages, however you choose to. And we'll be sure to get back to you. Again, I want to thank you guys for your faithfulness. I want to thank you for your dedication and your interest in the program. I pray that you would check out all of the ministries, like and be a part of all of the ministries. And if there's anything in there that you can use, feel free to send it on to someone else. If there's any questions that you have, feel free to ask them. If there's any work that you want to do, make it known, and we'll see if there's a vehicle for that. You don't have to live in the Atlanta area. You can help support things that are going on in your area. So that's it. Basically, simple. I've been inundated with things, and hopefully I'm back on the right track, and I can get this information out to you guys because it's quite necessary. My prayer is that each and every person that has found my voice would have ears and a heart, ears to hear and a heart to do what is right for God, to help, because these things are eternal. The Bible tells us that there is eternal ramifications, eternal rewards for good service. And I pray and hope that each and every one of you want to accomplish this message, to achieve this fact. God bless you, and we'll see you as promised next week. Until then, bye-bye.